You're going to love this next story. It's really, really lovely. Because a family are hoping to honour the memory of their grandmother by raising money for a charity that helped support her during her later years. Twins Dylan and Devon, who are 15, will be joined by their 9-year-old brother Kush to cycle 100 miles. 100 miles. That's a distance between where they live in Watford to Leicester, where their dear nanny Chandrabala Nanda lived. They hope to raise over £5,000 for Vista. It's a sight charity, of course, that was close to their grandmother's heart. Chandrabala's daughter, Prashanti Borkhatria, and her twins, Dylan and Devon, join me now. Actually, that's not quite true, is it? Because I've got Zoom on, and I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of you in there. Say hello, everybody.
Hi.
Wow, it's like a party. It's like a complete family gathering. It's growing. Prashanti, just talk me through this a little bit. Why are you doing it?
Well, basically, my mum, she sadly passed away on the 7th of February this year. And due to the COVID restrictions and everything, sadly, we couldn't be with her in the last year of her life. And my children, they were very, very close with her grandma. She has 13 grandchildren. And, yeah, we were quite a big family. So, but unfortunately, none of us could be with her. Couldn't see her full. Keeping our distance and keeping her safe, really. She had many illnesses, diabetes, myeloma, and she was partially sighted as well.
But a much, much loved member of the family, and it's, I know...
She was a member of the Leicester community, and everybody absolutely loved my mum, and fighting spirit and everything, so...
Now, I'm guessing that Kush, right at the front of... Because what I wish you could see is it's like almost like you're all sitting like you're in a cinema. So it's the kids at the front, then it's you, and then is that your husband at the back?
Yeah, that's my husband. That's my husband, Kitchen.
Hi. It's all very neat, I have to say. Kush, I'm guessing that you're the one that's smiling with the biggest grin on your face. Is that right?
He is.
And you're doing it as well, 100 miles?
He's doing it as well, yeah.
And you're 9?
He's 9.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's incredible. Dylan and Devon, talk to me as well. What are you looking forward to? What are you most daunted by?
Well, basically, on the 40-mile cycle ride we're going to do, there's one really big hill, and that's going to be like the toughest hill we're going to be doing. And it literally just drains all your energy just from that one hill. So it's going to be quite hard.
Tell me what was so special about your nanny.
Well, so basically, the grandma, she looked after everyone and she made everyone really happy. And she kept the family together, really. And yeah.
Prashanti, it's a really difficult thing, isn't it? I mean, and I've just lost my dad only a month ago, and it's that feeling of, if I'm honest, I feel this huge, enormous sense of loss of the person that you kind of don't, and I feel guilty about it, really, that dad had this sort of knowledge about everything about the family and had this ability to just sort of keep everything together. And, I constantly, all day, I just want to phone him up and ask him something, because that's what I always did, and to not be able to do that is really, it's just heartbreaking.
It's the hardest thing, but for the past, I've been married 20 years, and for the past 20 years I've called my mum every single day, and that's the hardest thing for me. Sorry.
No, it's fine, believe me, I've done a lot of that crying.
Because that phone, and not to have her voice at the end of it, it's tough.
I think what you're doing is just the most beautiful thing, you know? I kind of get the impression she'd be incredibly proud.
Oh, she would, yeah. She'd be incredibly proud of her grandchildren. And she liked giving, you know? She Mum was a very charitable person as well. Any charity that came her way, she'd like, she'd do anything. She'd help them out. Donate whatever she could. And she was very fun-loving, full of spirit. And she was very, very young at heart. Mm. And today is also, it's a very special day. It's actually her 81st birthday.
Wow.
So it's actually amazing that we've actually come on the radio and we can actually celebrate her life, because she was so full of life, so energetic, and love celebrations. And
It's lovely to talk about them, isn't it? I find great solace in that, to be honest. We haven't spoken to your husband yet. You're right at the, I'm not quite sure why you're right at the back.
I'm trying to all squeeze in to interview.
You're doing a brilliant job. So listen, are any of you big cyclists, or is this all a bit, you know, sort of taking cycling around the park to another level?
Yeah, this is basically cycling. You know, we started cycling during the COVID era, where we were, especially myself, was putting on a lot of weight on. So we said, okay, let's get some cycles and we'll cycle around the park initially. Obviously, their nan passed away, and the thought about, okay, let's do something special. Why don't we do cycles of 100 miles? And they can explain more about why they chose 100 miles. And then we started, you know, we invested some money on decent bikes, and we're now, you know, doing on average 20, 30 miles easily on a good ride. So doing 100 is definitely going to be a challenge, and it's definitely stepped up for their, you know, sports ability, let's say.
And is it Dylan? Are you opposite Kush? I can't work out who's Dylan. So I haven't spoken to you yet. So talk to me about why 100 miles.
Well, from here to Leicester is roughly 100 miles. So that's where we got the idea of cycling 100 miles from.
And when you say 100 miles, it's so easy to say, isn't it? If you think about driving 100 miles, you think that's quite a long way, actually. Are you a bit daunted by it?
Yeah.
Do you think your granny would be proud of you?
Yeah.
I think she would be exceptionally proud.
Devon, when you're going up that hill that you're a bit worried about, you know, she'll keep an eye on you. And that, when you just need to keep going that little bit longer, you can, I just, you know... That'll be what inspires you to get to the top, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, will you keep in touch with us? I think you've raised about £2,000 so far. You want to raise 5, and that's all for Vista, I think, isn't it, Prashanti?
Yes. Well, our highest goal we want to achieve is 10,000. So achieving more or above 10,000 will be really good.
Amazing for the community.
You are welcome on the show anytime. When are you doing it?
Tomorrow. We start tomorrow.
I just think it's great. I'm not here next week, but will you come on the show? Jack's doing the show for me next week. Will you come on the show and tell us how you got on?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And perhaps most importantly, which bit hurts most?
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm in awe of what you're doing. I really feel what you're doing as well, and I think it's an incredible thing to do. If people want to stick their hands in their pockets, maybe put a little money in the pot, how can they do that?
And Vista is an amazing charity. It helped Mum in her final years. And if we can give back to a small charity that needs the help the most, and if they can help more families and do the fantastic job that they're doing, that's it. We're really happy. We just want to help as many families as possible the way they help my mum as well.
In terms of collecting the funds, we've got a website. It's going. It's via the GoFundMe website.
Just giving.
Sorry, just giving. And if they look for Dil, D-I-L, Dev, D-E-V-K-H-U, they should be able to find us.
We've got the details behind the scenes as well. So if people want to hand with that, just give us a call and we'll put you in touch with them. Good luck. Raise loads and loads of money. And I just think it's fantastic that we're on the radio talking about your mum on her birthday. What a lovely thing to be doing.
It's an amazing thing, yeah.
I'm really, really thrilled we could do that. I'm absolutely thrilled. Best wishes. I wish I could give you all a big hug because it's a horrible thing to be going through. I absolutely empathise with you. Thanks so much for coming on the show and good luck. Enjoy it, apart from anything else.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
See you guys. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.